moyo wangu ukae kimya. Amen.
Hello. Now it is time for message from Tanzania, where Ayob, a young pastor, shares his Christ-driven message with you. His hope is the fire of God will fall on you and encourage you.
Yes, you are with Pastor Ayob Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Yeah, I remind you, this is 92.3 FM radio. Yes, I love you all. The distance is not the barrier. The presence of God is about to locate you. The presence of God is about to touch you in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, I thank you, Jesus, for this great sermon that you intended to teach your sons and daughter so that they may reign from it in Jesus' mighty name. May you help me to be guided by you. May you help me to teach them. I shall not teach myself, but I will teach through your help. In Jesus' mighty name, every hindrance, obstacle that may hinder their capacity of understanding, in Jesus' mighty name, I break it through. Amen. I love you all. Then today we are going to see the sermon which say, four lessons to walk with God. You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land that you shall possess. That it comes from Deuteronomy 5:33. In Jesus' name. Living our lives with God in it make things easier and give us hope. We may not realize it, but walking with God is so much better than walking with Him, than walking without Him, and here is why. 1. Working with God makes things possible. The Lord never said that our lives here on earth would be easy. We are going to go through hard times and we are going to have our struggles. But our times here on earth will be worth it. We are here to spread God's love and light to others and spread the good news that He is our Savior. When we walk with God, it may not make things easy, but it makes things possible. Walking with Him gives us assurance of His presence and the power in our lives. Our God is a powerful, and with Him all things are possible. We can endure trials and headache because of Christ's resurrection power in us. We can overcome. From the book of Leviticus 26:12, the Bible says, I will also walk among you and before your God, and be your God. I will also walk among you and be your God, and ye shall be my people. That is Leviticus 26:12. Reason number 2, He is our comfort. The Lord is always walking beside you. He is going through every situation with you. He loves us and cares for us and will always stand by us. Walking with Him will give you the comfort of knowing that He is always there for you. He is always with you when you need someone to lean on, and a shoulder to cry on. He is always there with open arm. The Bible from Psalms 26 verse 4 says, even though I walk through the darkness valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, you are rod and you are staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Little number 3, He will help you. He will help you. No matter what you are going through, God will help you. You can always cry out to Him for help when you are frustrated and angry. Cry out to Him when you are upset and feel like you cannot go on any longer. Cry out to Him. He will always be there to pick you up and move you forward. The Bible from Hebrews 4 verse 15 up to 16, the Bible says, for we do not have a higher priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. May it be your portion in Jesus' name. Here is the reason number 4. Walking without Him is an unnecessary struggle. I repeat, walking without Him is an unnecessary struggle. When we are not walking with God, we are going to struggle even more because we are completely on our own. We have to figure things out for ourselves, and it will be much more difficult than it should be. God is the light to our path. He will show us the way, but without Him, we have to find our way through the darkness. Why struggle when you can have God to guide you? The book of John 8 verse 12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Then, after this one, I just want to discuss with you the benefits of walking with God. God bless you. Stay connected. This is 92.3 FM Radio. God bless you.
We hope that you were enriched by Ayub's message, and he encourages you to share this message with family and friends. To contact Ayub, you can email him on ayoubkennyn98@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp him through his mobile number. That is +255 655 947 190 for prayers and support.